Hi, we're back on Friends with Kevin Radio Show. I'm joined by my friend Peter Klayman. Hey, Peter, what's going on today?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, things are always great. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about your real estate photography business. Why did you start Pro House Picks?
Well, I started Pro House Picks a little bit by accident. I ended up helping out, as you know, I have a very successful wedding photography and video company called NH Images. And one of my brides, Kelly, happens to be a real estate agent, and she would actually come to me saying that I only have a point-and-shoot camera, and there's got to be a better way, you know, to be able to market, you know, the real estate listings that I have. So I took a look at what was out there. I actually grabbed one of those flyers that you find at the supermarket and was really shocked and appalled by the kind of photography that was there. And I said, you know, I started researching it a little bit and found out there was not a lot of options for realtors out there if they wanted professional picks. And I decided to go ahead and start off the company.
That is, I always find that the best ideas are really simple. And that is, it's a simple idea, but very effective because I see it all the time. Obviously, in the business I'm in, I see a lot of real estate listings. And there's times you just sit there and go, Peter, the real estate house you're showing me has snow in the yard. You know, it's now August. So right away, you've at least implied this has been on the market for probably a year. Or you look at the pictures inside, like you said, you can tell they took them with an older camera. And it's just a simple thing, but, you know, image is everything. So by taking a few minutes and contracting with someone like yourself to do great pictures, it's really going to help sell the house. There's just no doubt about it.
It really is. You know, it was a perfect timing shortly after I had started the company, and I've been taking professional photography now for about 13 years. But it was very interesting because Barbara Corcoran, who's the real estate expert from the Today Show, was on the air shortly after I had started the company. And she really had some salient points here. She was mentioning that, you know, those listings that have professional photography have almost a 13% higher value. They're likely to sell three times faster, you know, those kinds of things. So it really was pretty good as far as, you know, just verifying what the idea that I had out
there. To me, it's on the same idea as staging a home. You know, you have someone like myself, if you show me an empty house, I'm not visual by any stretch of the imagination. I'm looking at it, and I have to look at my wife and go, honey, will the couch fit in this room?
Yeah.
Because I can't visualize. But by having that, you know, and being able to see good pictures, it's essential to being able to sell your house. Now, one of the misconceptions people may have, Peter, do I need to have a $1 million home for this to make sense?
No, you don't. I mean, I've been fortunate already. I've done everything from a 900-square-foot condo all the way up to, you know, much larger houses. At the end of the day, we're in a really difficult and tough real estate market, and realtors are looking for any competitive edge that they can have. So, you know, any listing that can sell, any listing that can market and move quicker than staying, you know, days on end, you know, still there, is we have the ability to sort of get those pictures out there, entice the people that are interested in taking a look at the listing to go ahead and take a look at it, therefore more leads, more enticement, quicker sales for the realtors.
Now, what's your service area for this business? How far will you drive?
That's a good question, actually. We pretty much stay within about an hour's worth of driving time.
Meaning from Nashua.
From Nashua, exactly. Here, north, south, east, west, and that kind of thing.
That's a pretty big range, though.
It is a pretty big range here. And we've tried to price it out accordingly, where we have to travel a little bit further, or if it's a little bit bigger house, and accordingly, we'll go ahead but we'll go out there and take a look at it.
Now, can you ballpark the pricing for me? Because I remember when we spoke, I thought it was pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it actually begins at $100. In fact, for those out there, I'll actually just mention this for all the realtor friends that I have out there, is that you can actually try us for free. So if there's a house within the region that I'm talking about here, and you're not sure if professional photography is right for you, we're willing to help you out for one listing.
Yep.
And then if you're very much impressed with what we've done, then, you know, we can continue on. But for $100, you get quite a bit.
That's what I'm saying. $100, like you said, for a chance, you know, to really bring that listing up to that next level. I mean, I hate to say it's a no-brainer, but it really is, Peter.
It really is. I mean, if you think about all the different expenses, you know, there are very few things that realtors have as far as day-to-day expenses where you can really tangibly put a return on investment. And this is really, you know, we wanted to make it, you know, the philosophy of the company is we really wanted to make it easy for realtors in this difficult market to be able to obtain professional photography, regardless of the size of the listing or and how expensive it was and that kind of thing. We wanted to make it available to everybody, and that's simply not out there right now.
No, that's for sure. Now, how have you been able to take your experience in NH Images, your wedding photography business, and bring that into the real estate market?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things about weddings is once you take the photographs on your wedding day, everybody wants the pictures yesterday. That is one of the key hallmarks, especially in this digital age. So one of the services that we've sort of taken from our wedding business is that the service we typically provide is that we'll meet up with a realtor to find out what they want, similar like you'd find out what a bride and groom want on their wedding day. And then we'll go out to the house or the listing, and we'll photograph the session. It usually takes about, you know, an hour or less. Most times it's less than an hour. But here's the kicker. Here is really where the key part. The realtors want the pictures yesterday. So typically, in most cases, within a four-hour window, we are able to email them the pictures for their MLS listing, right? And they can put them up the same day. It's fantastic. So if a realtor gets a listing within a few hours or in coordinating with the stagers or whatever else they have going on, they can have these images. And then on top of that, we have created a slideshow that the realtor can put up on their Facebook page or on their own personal website or company website. And that's just going to enhance it even further. It's a bunch of images set to music. So now you're tying in the emotional part of things. And it really, really does a nice job. And that's the other thing that we've done on the wedding side of the fence is that whether somebody's looking to book us or when they see their wedding images for the first time, that slideshow really grabs them and really holds them.
It's funny you say that because it's factual. Because my niece and nephew, they got married a few years ago, but that's the first thing they got was a DVD with some of the pictures to music. And like you said, you were just sitting there watching it, and it was just it pulled you right in and stuff. And it was just such a smart idea. I remember seeing it going, that's really cool and stuff. Because like you said, it was just a nice way. And then we started looking at the pictures afterwards. But I remember them getting that DVD and running over to everyone's house going, you guys, look at this. It's so great. And it really was. It's very smart idea. So let's flip over to the wedding photo and video business. Tell me a little bit about NH Images.
Well, myself and my partner Jamie Wood started NH Images about 13 years ago, and we do both photography and video. We've been very fortunate. We've won Best of the Knot for 2011. We've won.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We've won Bride's Choice Awards from 2009 through 2011, and those are not, you know, these are brides that we have done. They're the ones who go out and vote. They're the ones who go out and recognize the work that we've done. But we have, besides being able to take terrific images, we provide an outstanding experience. It's not just about the images, but, you know, the brides and the grooms and the couples and the families, everybody that we service on the wedding day, we never forget how important it is. And we blend right in with the families. Everybody keeps on asking us, were you friends, you know, the couples and that kind of stuff. But just to feel the power, because at the end of the day, what we provide is the one thing remaining from your wedding day.
Yes.
Right? The venue goes away. Yep. The music goes away. But we provide outstanding artistic and candid images. Along, we create unique wedding films that truly bring out, you know, both the important family images as well as the emotional stuff that people really do appreciate.
That's another great thing I love about what you're doing is you're combining both the video and the photographer. Because a lot of times, you know, if they're not in sync, they're in each other's way pretty much the entire wedding and stuff. Because you're lining up a shot and the video guy likes that shot too, and he's standing in front of you. You know, I've actually seen that at weddings. It's kind of painful.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting you say that because we do work as a team. So we work so that when you take a look at your pictures, you're never seeing a videographer. And when you're taking a look at your video, you're not seeing my ugly face, you know, across the way there.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, we've had situations where I've been doing the photography and they've hired a video company that didn't know what they were doing. And it really does, you know, it certainly matters to have everything from one company, especially if they know what they're doing.
Okay, so now, unfortunately, money's tight and people reach out to you, and I just want to scream, don't do it. But they're like, you know, hey, my cousin has a really fancy camera, so I'm just going to let him shoot the wedding pictures. First of all, if you're listening, don't do that. But give us a more better answer to that question, Peter. What do you say to someone who tells you that?
Well, we call those people Uncle Bob. So yeah. Uncle Bob goes out to Best Buy, buys the fanciest camera they can possibly have, and then, you know, quote unquote, all of a sudden becomes a you know, an instant expert here. So really, the main reason, I mean, if you literally have no money and there's no other option, then you certainly do what you have to do here. But one of the things that we do at NH Images is we really try to work with a budget. We have a bridal registry, which means if somebody's already got their toaster and their blender, they can give people the option to provide a gift certificate to NH
That's
Images.
Smart.
It is. And actually, I will have to admit, this is my partner Jamie's idea. I did not think of this.
Okay, so Jamie's the genius.
Jamie's
behind
the genius.
This
I clearly am just the pretty face. No, I'm just kidding. anyways, so besides the bridal registry, we can work with them on a monthly budget. We don't force people to get things that they could care less about. If you want an album, terrific. If you don't want an album, that's fine. But we're really here to be a part of your special day. Although we have a lot of fun, we do take it seriously, and we're there to work with you. So we can, if you come to us with a budget, we will certainly try to create something that works within what you're trying to do.
Because that's a challenge in what you guys do. There's no do-overs.
There's no do-overs. In fact, there's been a handful of times where they have hired quote-unquote Uncle Bob or somebody very, very inexperienced, where we actually had to do what we call a bridal session, which is they get back in, you know, the bride gets back in her dress.
Oh, God.
The groom gets back in their tux, and we have to redo a lot of these creative images and some of the family shots and that kind of thing because, unfortunately, that's what happened.
So now, what should people look for when they're trying to pick out a wedding photographer or a video person? What type of things should they be on the lookout for?
That's a great question. Taking pricing aside for just a second, the two things that I always recommend to people is that, A, love the work. Love the work that you're seeing. Go out and take a look. Schedule an appointment. Love the work. Also, love the personality. Because other than your friends and family, you're going to be hanging around this person more often than not. And if you don't really like the person's personality or how they operate, it's going to be a very, very long day, to say the least here. So those are the two first things. And if you, you know, we always look at it, if you love our work and you love our sparkling personalities, then you know what? My job is to do whatever I can to make it work within the budget or within the structure that you're trying to do.
It's funny you should mention that. I'm thinking back to my wedding and the gentleman we hired to do the video. That's why I hired him. I mean, because like you said, I watched a few of his videos. He gave me a couple examples. His work was great. But as soon as I met him, I knew I was hiring him as long as his videos were okay.
Right.
Because of our personality. He was exactly a match for my personality. I loved his approach. I was very comfortable with interacting with him. And that's essential because, like you said, you know, this person's, you're choosing this person to be involved in the most important day of your life, hopefully. And, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, they're going to do their job. And more importantly, that they're going to listen to you and work with you. So I agree. That's hugely important. Okay, now, obviously you guys have won a number of major awards, but what really separates you from everybody else?
Well, I mean, the key things are that, you know, besides our work and besides just being able to be flexible and work with what, it's not about us, it's about the bride and groom, it's about their family. So we always put that focus first. You know, there are some people that are artists, and there's a lot of great photographers and there's a lot of great videographers out there, and I'm certainly not dismissing them. But for us, we do provide that, but it's never about us. It's always about, you know, the bride and groom and their family. That's one thing. The second of all is we help comfort them along the way. We do things like planning meetings where we sit down before the wedding day and map out what kind of images that they do want. So therefore, when it comes to their wedding day, the only thing they have to worry about literally is just enjoying their time and, you know, how many drinks they can hold in one or two particular yeah. hands, you know, that kind of stuff here. And then three, of course, is just the timing of the deliverables. You know, one of the things is that you can have the best imagery, you can have the best personality, but you really need to be able to turn around these images quickly, and we do. In many cases, we're able to tag Facebook pictures if they become friends with us within a few days after the wedding. So it's really nice to be able to see some wedding images right off the bat. Even besides that, we also deliver the entire wedding within a couple of weeks or so after.
Wow, that is quick.
It is, and that's how we got the hallmark, and that's why we've gotten the awards that we've received.
And I like how you consult with people, because once again, I'm thinking back, I was married 23 years ago.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. And, but that was one of the things, though, Peter. You know, we were kids. We had no idea, you know, what type of shots are important to you. And you're like, I don't know. You know, so we looked through a lot of other albums saying, hey, you know, I really like this shot. And, you know, and the photographer was able to suggest some things that we never would have even considered and then been regretful later that we didn't know that we should have, you know, oh, yeah, that would have been nice to get that shot.
Well, the thing is, it's funny you even mention that here because not only am I a photographer, but I'm also a wedding planner. I'm also a psychologist. I'm also a comforting blanket. I'm also a go get the tissues, hold the door, hold the I can fluff a dress better than anybody, that kind of thing here. So you're right. It's a lot of different things that go on that help out.
Hey, we're already coming to the end of the segment. Let's grab your contact information, Peter.
Okay, very good. So for Pro House Picks on the real estate front here, you can look us up at facebook.com/Pro House Picks, and Picks is spelled P-I-C-S. As far as the wedding photography and video, you can look us up at facebook.com/NH Images, NH like New Hampshire, or you can go on our website at nhimages.com. And you can find out all kinds of information, both on the real estate front. You can see, view samples, pricing, all of that fun stuff on both sides of the fence.
Great. Peter, I appreciate you coming to the show. Thanks,
Kevin,
for being my friend.
Thank you very much, man.
All right. This has been the first episode of Kevin Ouellette's Friends of Kevin Radio, moving to 2 hours. Thank you for listening. Come back next week, same time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stay tuned for TFNN Radio. Coming up next from 1 until 6 here on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk.